Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
I like songs that say son of a bitch.
I like this one because it's son of a beach.
Son of a beach? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because you don't go full on bitch with it. Son of a beach. Who is this?
Whiskey Myers, man. At Texas rock and roll country band.
There's nothing worse than when Charlie Daniels decided to give his... Well, I'm not going to say that. But when Charlie Daniels became born again, he wouldn't do Devil Went Down to Georgia with son of a bitch. It became son of a gun.
Yeah.
And now when you hear it, like, you have to sing the whole song until you get to the end after the battle. He wins the golden fiddle, by the way. Spoiler alert.
Nah, don't spoil it now.
You should have already heard it.
Oh, that's true.
And he's like, I done told you once, you son of a gun. I get so mad when it's the son of a gun.
I know. He should have changed it to MF-er.
Yeah. Did I change the words to the you never call me by my name, David Allan Coe, the extra verse at the end?
Yeah.
Mama didn't get run over by a damn old train. I change it. I can't say to what, but I change it.
Damned old.
Yeah. She got ran on by one?
Someone ran the train on her.
Goodness.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
No.
It was a train.
Make a little edit.
Prince Albert.
Sweet tea.
Lord Tensai. All right. Whiskey Myers. Fantastic. There we go. Listen to this. You want to hear some good sound effects?
YGDR, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Fantastic.
That's your audit papers.
You're right, Nine. Yeah, Gale does rule. Thank you. All right, scene one. No, I'm kidding. It's not Facebook. It's time for the mail sack. I'll start off with a real nice one, a heartwarming one, I think.
Oh, hang on. I got to move some stuff around.
You got to move some stuff around?
Yeah, I have that scheduled for a little bit later. Give me just one second.
I'm trying to ignore it, fat boy.
I know, man. Hang on.
I'm trying to ignore it.
Are you?
No, I'm saying let's do Pigskin Picks recap.
That's what we're supposed to do now.
Okay, well, hang on.
Let me go and put the football music back on. Yeah.
Put the football music back on. I was just trying to ignore Pigskin Picks?
Yeah.
I thought you got lost music.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But there's an email on here. See, that's what happens when you're not here for the table read. I was going to say that there's an email in here that brings up a great point about a possible change that needs to... I promise I was not off on my time. I know that it's 8:11. Hey, man, no, we do it every Monday at this time, right? It's when we do it on Fridays.
It's 9:54, right?
But there's an interesting email about a possible rule change that may need to happen. If not this season, maybe next season, with Pigskin Picks. All right. Over to you, Commissioner F-Boy.
Oh, man.
He's the commissioner of Pigskin Picks.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Because I'm the only one that pays attention to compile the records.
I knew what time it was. I was just saying that I was doing what we call a tease in the business.
I'm talking about the records.
Were you really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I really was.
Okay.
I promise I wasn't off that bad. I've done that before with live commercials, but never actual segments, never.
We got the high school game of the week. Palmetto and BPH, well, BPH nailed them 56-28. I mean, they ran it on them.
Yeah, it took it to them, man.
It's BPH because Paige changed it to BPH, and that forever will be Belton Path Honey.
Or is it Belton Punny a Half?
Either way.
HBP is
kinda like,
what I tasted
like, Belton Punny a Half, too.
Well, yeah, we all took BHP. We all get a win on that one. And everything changes and turns upside down from here.
Oh, God.
South Carolina at Georgia. I'm glad we're doing this to get this score out here. Some Gamecock fans texting in. Really want to hear it. So here it is.
Oh, they're dying to hear it. As many times as you want to say it, man.
Georgia was favored minus 24.5.
Yep.
Gamecock shocked the world 20-17 in Athens. You even took pieces off of the hedges and put them in your mouths on the way out.
And then people were making the showing memes about Mississippi State player peeing in the bushes, and then you got them in your mouth.
Oh, goodness.
Yep. I've seen that one. Yeah. I've seen the one where the Gamecocks fans standing outside the gate as Bulldogs fans are leaving, and they were just sitting there with their fingers out, flipping them off, videoing. I'm like,
they're angry people.
Lord, man. Come on.
They do that when they win.
Been there before. I mean, I know we haven't. But let's,
No.
They haven't.
Yeah.
I still pull for the Cocks.
There you go, Matt. Here's the Mississippi State player peeing in the bush.
I'm looking for a boyfriend. Quit playing that.
Yeah, he's peeing. He's peeing in the bush.
They're always like that down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all took Georgia. We all took a loss.
Well, that's Georgia doing that Georgia thing Georgia does every year.
Yeah, you never know with those two what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's just that the karma you get for being that close to Atlanta with the Falcons and the Braves.
Let me just say this, that I have aligned myself a Gamecock fan. I was raised a Gamecocks fan. And from Gamecock fans, I was catching hell for picking against the Gamecocks. Like, you're not a real fan. I'm like, did you think they were going to win that game? Like, down deep in your heart? Or did you just say, oh, we'll go to this game. This will be a fun party to go to.
There's audio from Friday morning show after we picked that game and we revealed that we all picked Georgia. I said, congratulations, Gamecocks. Because it happens every time we all pick. Yeah. We all pick them, they lose. We all pick against them, they win.
Yeah.
So I congratulated them on Friday because we all picked against them and I knew what that meant.
Yeah.
It's a great game to watch.
It was good.
It was good.
Florida State and Clemson. Well, Clemson was favored by 27. Well, they won 45-14. They got a couple garbage touchdowns at the end, Florida State. But they suck. Awful.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see in my life that they'd be this bad. They have an awful coaching staff and players suck.
Who is their coach? I don't know.
Willie Taggart.
Okay, then I did. Yeah.
But he got that job with a losing record. Anyway, Nine of myself took FSU because we thought they would cover.
You know, keep it within four touchdowns.
Uh-oh. Paige and Matt took Clemson.
Yeah, I should have kept picking Clemson every week. Like I did, even when they barely beat UNC, I had them.
Well, so that's the thing. They got Louisville this week,
yeah,
and they scored a lot of points last week.
Yeah, that's a tough place to play too. And by that, I mean it kind of sucks. You don't want to go there.
Nobody wants to.
Fat boy, the way that I was picking, catching crap from Gamecocks fans about picking against Gamecocks as I did. Did you catch crap from any Tigers fans who were saying, "Hey, man"?
Couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple were saying, "Hey, man, pick against them all the time." But you play the odds of the spread at some point.
That's all it is.
So big. Plus, those people don't have anything at stake if they lose.
And I think the audio from Friday will say that I said that South Carolina would not win, but would not lose by that many points.
Come on. LSU and Florida. LSU favored by 13. They covered it in the fourth quarter. We all took Florida. All damn lost. Everybody's foaming out the mouth for LSU and Bama.
Oh, yeah. LSU's good, man. Apparently, I thought they were really good. Apparently, they're better than I thought.
Your algorithm is right, though.
What?
When we pick you, you lose.
Yeah. If we all pick you, you lose. Yeah, unless we kind of root for you and we all pick you, then yeah, it's bad.
I
we
can
all
be pick bribed, you, by the way, as well.
Yeah.
Well, then you might know how this one's going to go. Red River Shootout, Oklahoma minus 11. They won by 7. Did not cover.
Mm.
We all picked Boomer Sooner.
Yeah, that's a tough game to pick, man. It's usually close.
Yeah, it is. They go back and forth.
Yep.
Here's where the separation comes. Alabama and Texas A&M. Bama minus 16. I was the dummy that thought, hey, A&M at home, they'll cover that. And they did for a little bit, but it all fell apart. Everybody else, nine, Paige and Matt took Bama. I took A&M. I took the loss on that one. Even more separation.
What was your thinking behind that, Fat Boy? Because when you made that pick, I think I kicked Jimmy on the leg and said, he's throwing this. Like, you really, really, really thought.
I don't see how you're still giving A&M that much credit. What have they done?
There's no way you can throw it. They averaged, their time of possession was higher, and they averaged more yards per play. They ran more plays on average. I'm like, at home, too? Surely they'll keep it close. I didn't think they'd win.
Do you play any money, parlays or anything?
I should have this week.
You got lucky there.
I should have played, you know, Power 5 underdogs. At least teased a couple. And the Panthers and the Bucks, Tottenham Hotspur. NFL paid a lot of money to retrofit that stadium.
Go ahead and say Tottenham so you don't make the hipsters mad.
I was the only one that took the Bucks. I didn't know Jameis was going to revert and look like the Jameis of old and throw four or five picks. That's what happened.
Five.
Panthers 37, Bucks 26.
Was it four picks or five? He had a fumble, too. I don't remember.
I think it was four picks.
All right. Five turnovers.
Nine, Paige and Matt took the Panthers. I took the Bucks, which means for the week.
I'm telling you, the Panthers, man, they're going to look back and say Cam was – he was a campster. Ooh. To this team.
Well, yeah, that's what Ian Rappaport from NFL Network was saying. There's, I mean, if they keep winning, Allen's going to remain the starter even when Cam's healthy.
Yeah, they asked Motorboat Ron if he was going to switch.
Riverboat. I made that mistake, too.
That's terrible.
And he said, we'll see.
I talked to Pontoon Paul, and he said.
Pontoon Paul.
There was a tie for the week, but it was a tie for first at records of 4-3.
A great week, wasn't it?
Paige is one. Matt's the other one.
Hey, Mattman! Holy crap, Mattman!
Breaking the streak, man.
Wow.
You get a week off.
Can I tell you that I knew that I did not – that. Okay, I knew that I didn't lose because of Sunday's 1 o'clock game. That's when I knew. But I didn't know who lost.
I got to tell you a question somebody texted in. Somebody texted in, if you wrote down the picks, why didn't you write down all of them instead of just yours?
Because Fatboy, being the commissioner, sends out his picks to us to be authentic or whatever the phrasing is of that. Like
so, full transparency.
There you go. And then, of course, when I email my picks to Fatboy, I CC myself. And then when we're talking in here, I don't think to write down everybody else's picks.
It was five picks for Winston, by the way. I got a million people texting in right now.
Six turnovers and seven sacks. What a game, brother.
Coming in to third place at 3-4.
Would his name be Jaimes if he were born in Mexico?
I don't speak French, but it is nine. And I lost the week at 1-6.
Oh, God.
1-6.
And it's almost like it don't count because we don't do a spread for the high school games. It's like he went 0-4 on the spread games. Like, you can't, but he went 0-4 on games with the spread.
Yeah, we all went.
It came down to Sunday.
BPA.
Yeah, the Bucks would have covered, nine and myself would have tied, and he would have lost.
Yep.
But the Bucks didn't, and as it came down to one game, man. I mean, one game!
Yep. Yep. Yep.
You were the season leader. Like, I don't remember what the, prior to this week, I'm saying, like, you were leading the season and sailing so just ahead of the rest of the pack.
Well, we got a little bit of, everybody's closing in. I'm still 24-21 leading the year. Paige is 21-24. Nine's 20-25, and Matt's 17-28. So we're all bunching up, at least in the top three.
I need more bunching the other way.
I mean, you're only seven games back.
Oh.
I guess
you could make that up in a few weeks.
Have you all had your flu shots?
No.
I don't believe in it. There's too many strains.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Plus, it was started in Europe. And
mm-hmm. I know.
It's where the mechanical pick
where it all started, the monarchy.
Suicidal shrimp.
Yeah. All right.
I lost, man.
So that means... That boy is the loser for the first time this season. Think about that for a minute, all you sexist pigs out there. Paige hasn't lost yet.
No, yeah.
Think about that, you sexist jerk pigs. You say women don't know anything.
I'm getting this is kind of a relief.
About sports.
I was one of the first one to get out of the way. I don't want to start a streak. I don't want to keep losing like you did, Matt.
Well, don't be me. Don't do like I did.
Several people texting in, Carolina Vapor Mill text line 72341, saying they think Fatboy threw it.
You can't. There's
I thought
no
you
way.
Threw the Texas A&M game. But yeah. What you just said about it wasn't – I know you didn't because of what you just said when I asked you that. You said time of possession, you had all these stats to prove it. And if I'd seen those stats, I probably would have picked them too.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way you can throw it. It's impossible. Maybe on high school, but even that's tough.
It is.
I do the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. The way I do it.
But 1-6, I don't like taking that many losses because
it drops you down.
Yeah, but we come back, with ties at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Since I had a better record, would you like me to fill in for you Saturday for the college game day pregame show?
You can.
It starts at 7 a.m. We'll be in Pickens. Come on, Matt.
7-9, Pickens, English.
Yeah. I don't do anything that early on Saturdays except for yard sale.
7 o'clock in the morning. We'd love to see you there. We'll be there when the store opens.
Grab a tailgate package and wait a little bit. You'll be ready.
Yeah. Have to come unlock the doors and let us in that day.
All right.
God, man. Okay. I got to be mental and say we're getting it out of the way. It's not going to happen again.
Bad boy, your punishment is you got to be in Pickens at 6:30 Saturday morning.
Dude, this is perfect because if you go back to Friday's show, You will hear me say, I hope that it's Fat Boy, because the extra element that I need for a Fat Boy punishment is only available this week.
Yep. Oh, okay.
That's going to get the conspiracy theorists going even more.
They're in town. I mean, there's some availability.
Yeah.
Just not availability, just availability.
Yeah.
People, okay, you're all armchair quarterbacks saying that you wouldn't have picked A&M to cover that. A lot of people did.
Listen to the stats he just said. I think it's well and good. All right, so we got 24 hours to come up with the punishment and make our phone calls and our emails and sign the...
Take your time.
Fat Boy, if we had you, hand you a paper at the end of the show, will you blindly sign it at the bottom without reading it?
Is it another contract?
All right.
Oh, that's funny, man. I'm sure Matt's got punishment ideas coming out of his ears.
No, that's just...
Hair.
That's just hair. Uh-oh. No, I do have a now. Well, I don't want to read this email now that I didn't lose. No, I'll read it. There's a good. This could come back in wholeness, and it's a good thing that we have good P1s out there that listen to the show and break it down the way they do, and it has something to do with Pigskin Picks. And I'll read that plus all these other emails you thought I was going to read about 20 minutes ago. Next in the mail sack, morning.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Whoa! Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
the planet.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys mail sack. You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout, you won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear, and we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack, tickle it.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex? Now, I know where we are. We're doing the sack. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. If you listen to this later on the podcast or whenever, this is how you can stay in contact with us.
Yep.
This was a nice one. Dear Rise Guys, I want to thank Nine and the whole Rise Guys team and Miss Paige for your thoughtful podcast. This is Todd's mom, Beth Duvall, a.k.a. Smoker Lady. We love y'all and we appreciate your prayers. Hard for me to smile these days. Todd is so scared, as am I also. He's a great man and considers all of you to be his friend. He's my concert buddy. But most importantly, he's my son and cannot see life without him. We thank you once again, and Todd thanks you as well. God bless you all, Beth Duvall.
That's a sweet message to get there.
Love you, Beth.
She's a sweet lady. They're all nice people. Yeah. Love you, Chris Duvall, so you ain't left out. There's some good people, man.
What is there any update on anything? Todd is a P1 who he went to jump in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Just like he probably had done thousands of times. And
yeah, he has one in his house.
Yeah. And ended up, I don't want to break anybody's codes of any kind of whatever. But
yeah, that's why I don't know what I can say. I know there's something's going to happen today at 9 a.m. That's good news.
Okay,
great
good.
News for Todd.
Good.
Good news for the whole family, especially for Todd. That's going down at 9 a.m. today. And, man, I heard he's already, like, surprising people.
Good.
Yeah, he's already surprising them. He's going to keep doing it, too. But awesome. That's good to know. And family of P1s, man, and good people, too.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. That's a lot to deal with. And Beth, if you want to feel comfortable with... sharing, you know, details and the prognostications, but whatever the good news is today, feel free, because I'd love to share that with P1s. Because when we talked about it the other day, a good outpouring of people were, you know, saying it's keeping you guys in your thoughts and prayers.
Oh, yeah.
In their thoughts and prayers, rather.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Dear Rise Guys, an idea for when someone ties in pigskin punishment. This was the one I was talking about earlier. An idea for when somebody ties in pigskin punishment. With season record, the same person is almost always going to be disadvantaged all season.
Yeah.
Instead, why not have them pick a Monday night game? Maybe the person with the better season record gets to pick and the other person gets the other team. Something that might would help Christina Madden.
Monday night game and the final score, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's
got to be something. Well, I mean, that's going to tie it up.
Because if there was a tie even this week, I would have lost again.
Yeah, that would tie
I mean, like,
up.
Tie up the schedule. Like, it's going to push everything ahead, wouldn't it?
Well, it's better than our current tiebreaker, which isn't really one.
Which is always going to be me, yeah. The way it looks. It's like unless last one of you is out a week.
But it was Fatboy last year, so I don't think we can start doing that until next year. Right?
I don't think you can change mid.
Well, we changed. Yeah, well, we changed.
Well, we didn't change last year when I wanted to.
Yeah, but I mean.
We have to email the picks in at the clear night before now. That was changed 3 weeks in.
If this sounds diggish, I don't mean it that way.
It's just, yeah, you
do. You wouldn't have said it that way.
But I mean, how don't we look like pieces of crap if we let Fatboy lose 8-10 weeks in a row, but then if Matt loses like 4 in a row, then we got to change it? You know what I mean? Then we decided to change the rule, but we didn't even think about it last year when it was Fatboy every week.
Yeah, we didn't care yes. with Fatboy suffering.
Who would take that as diggish, me? Because I am.
You know what I mean? No, like, it's the perception of it makes us look like P-words, man.
It's I'm fine with whatever the group decides.
I think going forward it's good. I just don't know if we can do it during the regular season this year because we didn't change anything last year, which was stupid then, too.
Why don't we just do it the way we've done it all along and just keep it going? Why do we have to change it all the time?
The same reason the NFL changes rules every year.
I like Nine's idea of playing a game, maybe a head-to-head. Sometimes that game sucks on Monday nights.
Yeah, but still, you could pick it to break the tie, and then you'd have some vested interest to watch a little bit of it, stay up till midnight.
I'm already watching wrestling.
That's true. That sucks, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the football game ain't going to be no worse than Monday Night Raw. Coming to Greenville December 9th. Ball's cool, Wallace Arena. We'll see you there.
That was great.
I didn't watch the draft. I don't know who's going to be there.
Like 10 picks in once.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Dear Saviors of Morning Radio, this is kind of something I was thinking about the other day. I had to attend several meetings and missed a lot of the show in the morning, so I caught up on the podcast at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is something I never do since my job allows me to be able to listen all 4 hours live. In the afternoon, though, it was weird to me because the show was actually funnier. I feel like that it was funnier than it normally is in the morning. Don't get me wrong, still the funniest thing on the radio in the morning. But in the afternoon, I was just dying laughing harder. So I guess my question is, do you guys think you would be funnier in the mornings or afternoons? Is it just me? Love the show, P1 Shawn Michaels Montgomery, Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Absolutely not. I have a much clearer thought pattern in the mornings than I do throughout the day. You think I sound goofy in the mornings. You should hear me in the afternoons.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Get up and go do something. Like, that's when you have the most energy. You should see Fatboy. He's comatose from 1 o'clock on.
That's true.
I'm usually sacked out.
Yeah. I mean, he can't. He loses the ability to eat. Like, I think he's paraplegic after 4 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
I like you being able to, you know, you do this and then, like, you get it out of the way.
Yeah.
You got the rest of the day.
Yeah. It's nice to go to work and then get done with work and then you look forward to whatever's after work.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just first thing in the morning, I feel like I'm not shaped yet by all of the society yet.
Yeah.
You know, like the first hour and a half of my day, I don't speak to a soul.
Yeah.
Like even the dogs, they're still asleep.
They don't get up with you.
No.
Jerks.
I don't care.
We're in the number one spot, baby.
That's why I don't have to worry about cleaning up or waiting for them to eat.
Clean up 20 pounds of cat litter off the kitchen floor.
Don't have to worry about that. I don't have a cat.
I have a question about that. Right. There's no way in hell that cat did that. That'd have been the dog.
No, dog don't mess with nothing, man.
20 pounds?
The cat messes with the cat litter box. It was the box of unused cat litter. The cat messes with it all the time. The dog never messes with anything. She's an angel.
Got a cat on some HGH.
Don't you blame my dog for nothing. We'll come to blows over that. And you go right. First.
Well...
Dogs
aren't innocent.
She threatened me with a good time, buddy.
My dog is an angel. Don't you blame my dog for nothing.
Well,
she won't bite you, but I might.
I'm just saying, I've known dogs that have gone into the cat box for other things.
Well, my dog ain't evil like yours. My dog's an angel.
Well,
speaking of that, it'll bring us to this email. Hey, Rise Guys. I'm emailing you because you all have animals and you all seem to like them, except for Fatboy. So my husband is wanting to get a pet, but he's not interested in a dog or a cat. I don't get it. He says he doesn't want to be like everybody else. So he wants to get a python that's going to be over 10 feet long. He also talks about spiders like he's trying to be some kind of Billy Badass, but he's too big of a pussy to get tattoos and have a dog. Will you guys please tell him that having a snake won't make him cool or a badass? Please, before I kill him, ! P1 shell from hell.
I know you're Southern.
Actually, we should save this for some kind of evidence later, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Might need that.
That's how you know you're Southern, old Billy Badass.
Billy Badass.
Uncle Baby Billy Badass.
I get people are into that, but like I don't see the, how that's a pet.
Yeah. I mean, if it has, I get some of you let your spiders
and your snakes crawl around the house and all that stuff, I guess. But otherwise, if it's – it's like – when I was really hardcore in the collectibles, and it was something that I couldn't touch, like it was either behind glass or it was in an acrylic case or whatever. It's like, what the hell is that? It ain't fun.
I was in my 20s before I stopped taking action figures out of boxes. I don't buy them anymore, but I did in my 20s.
Yeah.
And basically, if you're going to have something like that, you better get it as a tiny baby snake if you want a little tamer.
Yeah, otherwise, what happens when they grow up?
Otherwise, you're just feeding something that's going to bite you.
Snakes eat cats. Might get a snake.
Some of them do, sure.
You might get a snake.
All right. More of the sack. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. And can we do this before we go to break? Can we do this as we go to break?
Yeah. I mean, you going to put me on the spot? I'm going to say no.
We won't put you on the spot then.
You already did.
All right. We'll put you on the spot then. Yesterday was a legendary P1's birthday, and they've made but one request for us. So for P1 blind luck in your birthday yesterday, this is just for you.
Happy birthday, you. Happy birthday, you. Happy birthday, go yourself. Happy birthday, you. Yeah. You.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
You want to check your email real quick? I sent one to you.
Me?
Yeah, I meant to tell you earlier, but I think I was telling an enthralling story.
Enthralling.
My apologies.
Well, hold on. Let me do this one real quick because we're in the sack and we're getting up close to the hour. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. What's it say confidential in the email? Is it from? Okay, it's a four. Anyway, I'll read this one. Dude, I laughed my balls, capitalized balls, off at you guys talking about lockjaw and quicksand. I thought I was the only one who was supposed to step on rusty nails every time I went outside barefoot. Now that I'm in my 30s and have kids, I've noticed they don't go outside barefoot anymore, and I can't really figure out why. My best guess is because we didn't have fire ants around here back when they were kids. I miss that way of living, though. My kids would never go outside barefoot. The whole time growing up, I never saw them or their friends barefoot outside. My kids' kids never go outside barefoot. WTF now? I'm getting mad about all this. P1 Gray Wolf John.
Kids go outside barefoot anymore?
No.
They don't, right?
Kids go outside anymore?
No.
Oh, that's true.
No. Why don't they go outside barefoot? You think it's because of the rusty nail talk?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm pretty sure that our generation stepped on all those.
They're all gone. And they don't use nails in houses anymore, I think.
That's true. Back when I was a kid, man, it wasn't just like nails in the yard, which there were. It was broken glass out there in the dirt, too. That's
gravel.
True. Yeah, gravel driveway, man.
That's what we had.
Yeah, everybody had gravel back then, too. You're right about that. I mean, there's all kind of stuff to beat you up out there.
I'd walk on the railroad ties to stay off of the front yard full of... Full of rocks.
Yeah.
We got in trouble for hitting rocks because they're saying, I'm not going to have any gravel in my driveway. You're hitting all the rocks.
Yeah.
That's what we did. Look at Playboys and hit rocks all summer.
Yeah. One time, me and a buddy of mine were standing on the edge of Poe Mill up on one of those, some of the houses got those raised yards.
Oh, yeah.
Where you stand on like the stone wall, kind of like where the one that used to be a brothel.
Yeah.
But it was a block down from there. We're standing up on the wall and we're throwing just rocks across the street. We weren't throwing them at cars, but then the cops showed up and told us to go home because people thought we were throwing them at cars. Uh-uh. We were throwing them, like, well, over top of everything.
You would have been throwing them in my old yard then.
Close to it, yeah. But we weren't throwing them at, like...
No wonder they tore the house down.
I remember that because we weren't throwing them when cars were driving by, and we weren't throwing them at cars, but then we got yelled at for throwing them at cars.
We lived near Doodoo Pond. We threw them in there, too.
Yeah.
That was cool.
They had one of those in Easley?
Yeah, this is back off near Saluda Dam.
Oh, they were all Grand in Valley. Malden.
Remember when kids used to, like, go throw rocks for fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go pound sand.
Yeah, but look, that's so easy for us to say. But if we had had Mario Kart on phones and all these different things now, like, we wouldn't have went anywhere either. We would, you know what I mean? We'd be in our tree houses, yes, but we'd all be on our devices playing video games and sending passive-aggressive texts to each other.
Like, with no restrictions? I had a Nintendo, but I couldn't play it all day. I got like an hour at night.
Hell. Like you act like it was like the Wild West in your house when you were a kid, family.
Oh, it wasn't. It was real strict.
Well, I think single mom. Nine was the one who was the Wild West.
Yeah, I didn't know the rules, man. No, if I didn't come home, nobody seemed to notice when I got past 10.
I had to write my name on every damn thing.
Okay.
Everything.
All right. I'm opening up the email. This was originally sent to Paige. And Paige forwarded it to Fat Boy, who now sent it to me. Paige. Matt Mann said, if there are any other embarrassing photos out there, please send them in. Test Matt Mann and see if he can find himself in this photo. Signed, Christy Reese. I remember you, Christy.
You do.
How dare you? Uh-huh. Here is the 1982 Cone Elementary School Grade 2 class photo.
So cute.
Let's play the game.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nine?
I ain't got no desk space in this damn studio either.
Can you find me in the photo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's easy.
Fat Boy, can you find me?
Oh, yeah, right there.
No.
No, be serious. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
That was my friend Terry. It's Terry.
The one who looks like Matt Man without a beard is Matt Man. That was Matt Boy there. Matt Boy.
It's God. So cute.
I had a white supremacist haircut. That wasn't a bowl cut, though. That was more of a mushroom cap.
Stop.
That was, it was 1982. I mean, that was the look. Everybody was really into butterfly collars.
I think you're doing the Get Off My Johnson there, too.
No. You can see that was, you can see the lineage of photos of, you know, the I gave your mom my other rod last night. That was same time period. Yeah. Well, Paige, thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. I love
I'd like
it.
You to delete that email now.
Nope.
Well, that, I mean,
you got to save that one.
You got to save it for nothing because you lost. You think that's going to be the punishment for you, Fat Boys? We share my grade school photo.
If you want to, that'd be cool.
It looks damn better than the one we got on there last week. At least then I didn't.
Adorable.
Like the Audrey pic.
My mama said that wasn't a mullet either. She said that, you know what you said it was?
What?
That was a rat tail, Matthew.
Oh, God. I wish you had a rat tail.
It was just pulled to the side.
Wired both sides?
Apparently so.
I'm just seeing redneck kids with rat tails. It don't happen anymore.
Dude, I know.
They're not allowed.
What happened to Sting really leading young men's fashion?
Well, it's because he grew his hair out. When he was Surfer Sting, he had the rat tail.
No, kids, we had crap haircuts as kids. Now little kids get like hard parts and fancy haircuts, man.
Yeah, but look at the tennis shoes back then, too, though.
Yeah, that's true. But kids nowadays ain't wearing no Franklins.
Well, they can go to a stylist now. We went to the old barber guy.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Look how we turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we
they only knew two haircuts.
Yeah, and he'd rub his junk on your elbow while he did it.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
When the doors were closed and the lights were out.
What?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Jesus,
get some counseling. All right, we'll take a break.
Say that out loud.
Oh, my first kiss was is
what's
in this
his name?
Photo. No, there she is. Look, nine. My first kiss.
I don't
there.
Remember her name.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Tamika Jones.
Oh, okay.
All right, more Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
Outrageous Morning Radio with the Rise Guys.
They talk about things most other stations won't talk about and things that I often think about but don't say out loud.
On 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.